This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A reported large-scale immigration enforcement action in Aurora has been postponed. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The initial effort was confirmed by the U.S. military earlier this week. Buckley Space Force Base was to house operations at its Aurora facility at the Department of Homeland Security's request. But the effort was widely reported, and the federal government has pushed off the enforcement action in Aurora. The fact it was taking place there was expected, since President Trump made Aurora a centerpiece of his immigration enforcement platform. Immigration advocates say they're trying to get the word out to people in communities that these are civil enforcement actions, and they don't have to open the door or sign anything unless there is a warrant. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Owners of a new concert venue in Colorado Springs have an agreement with the city to address widespread noise complaints. The owners of the Ford Amphitheater say they will build new sound walls and make substantial changes to the venue's sound system to lower sound levels. The amphitheater will also face potential fines for exceeding city noise limits. Major changes are coming to how universities pay student athletes, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
A bill in the state legislature would allow universities to pay athletes for their name, image, and likeness rights. A preliminary federal court settlement has mandated it, but university officials also want to make the contracts they sign with players secret. Rick George, the athletic director at CU Boulder, argued that will protect athletes from harassment.
If they have a bad game, if they have a bad season, why are you paying this student-athlete this much money?
But advocates for transparency said limited disclosure would leave the university to police itself and how it pays athletes. The debate will likely continue next week. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.